Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and Charlie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In some local news, youth detention workers across Queensland began a 24-hour strike on Monday after several weeks of attempts to discuss compensation with government bodies. The workers are seeking a 6% annual pay rise increase each year for the next 3 years as compensation for an increasingly more dangerous workplace. This contrasts with the government's pay plan for only 8% over 3 years. The remuneration package for youth detention workers seems to lack appeal for both hiring and retaining staff, with understaffing increasing the overall unsafety of the environment. This understaffing seems to be correlating with the vast increase in detained youths, with 4 centres at max capacity and many watch houses holding more detainees as overflow. Spokespeople for the strikers are trying to show that they are willing to meet the demands of the government so long as this can be done safely.
In some national news, lab testing of 7 fluffy toys and keyrings sold by online retailers and stalls in New South Wales markets have found that multiple products contained real animal fur rather than fake fur as advertised. The testing, commissioned by animal welfare organisation 4Paws, revealed dyed rabbit, fox and even dog fur, imports of which are banned in Australia. The online retailer describes itself as a wholesale platform for fashion, jewellery, accessories and clothing. Louise Ward, program's lead for 4Paws, showed considerable concern. She said, quote, "We're talking about cheap children's toys, fluffy keyrings and small trinkets that no reasonable consumer would expect to contain real animal fur. Consumers have a right to know what they're buying, and right now our laws and regulations are letting consumers down."
Major train lines in Sydney have been closed for repairs, causing significant delays for commuters. The Central Coast and Newcastle Line, T1 North Shore and Western Line, and T9 Central via Strathfield lines have been facing significant delays and cancellations as urgent repairs take place at Chatswood Station. A Transport for New South Wales spokesperson said a wire fell between Chatswood and Otarmon stations after the weight system that keeps tensions on the overhead wire failed. It's been suggested that commuters switch onto the metro, but the delays will still be significant. Crews have been on site since the damage was discovered at 10 p.m. on Monday night, and there is no clear time frame for the repairs.
Telstra has warned of service disruptions in South Australia's Lower York Peninsula, following downpours, minor flooding and record-breaking rainfall. The Weather Bureau has issued a minor flood warning for the Onkaparinga River and reported that several locations across the state have broken August records for daily rainfall. Telstra reported, however, that the severe weather affected critical transmission equipment. In a statement, they said, quote, "Our technicians have assessed the site and are working urgently to source the replacement parts needed to restore services as quickly as possible." The state emergency service was reportedly kept busy responding to jobs across Monday and this morning.
In international news, in Nevada, nearly 90,000 people have been told to evacuate from an area close to Reno, where a large wildfire poses an immediate threat. The fire, which was reported on Saturday morning, has already injured 6 people and is expected to burn for 2 more days, according to officials. A state of emergency has been declared in Washoe County, and the National Guard has been ordered to join firefighting and law enforcement efforts. The windy and unpredictable weather conditions have been contributing to its spread. There are currently 3 large fires burning in Nevada and 79 fires burning nationwide in America. Many of these are in rural and less populated areas, with only a few in roached-on population centres.
For your weather today, Brisbane is heating up with a sunny temperature of around 23 degrees and an expected high of 24. We might see some winds of around 15 kilometres per hour, but for the most part, things are looking nice and clear for the rest of your day. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more, but in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.